See, I've pressed a button.
Yes, you have pressed the button, and I have also pressed the button. It's a button off.
Oh, good.
There, I have also pressed another button. So there.
I'll unpress it. We are not going to have button wars. Let the other players play with their character sheets. Be good, Crash.
There is no Crash, only Ran. Anyway, yes, we are recording.
Okay. Hey, this is Beth. Welcome to GURPS Wars with Io and Ellie and Crash. And today, for various and sundry reasons, we are doing what cannot be called the one-shot adventure anymore, because this would be a second arc. We are doing the Logistics Trio. Logistics Apprentices. Which we may or may not come back to the next time, because it will depend on which game people want to play. But right now we've got Sinoni and Ran and Antuxa. And
I messed up my skills.
Oh no.
Why did all the force powers go to the top?
Because they have a little dot in front of them so that you can click them and they will all go to the bottom when you hit it again.
The force powers went to the top because you were originally a Jedi apprentice. And so
Padawan.
They're lighter. So they rode.
They float.
Yes.
As you can see, I put a little dot in front of all of the force powers there. So when you click it, it should either put them all at the front or all at the bottom. But yeah, something like that.
Also, you did remove.
Yeah.
I was going to make a joke. Oh, an unrelated joke, in fact.
Well, use your joke first.
I was just going to. I was going to go with the. Which is heavier, a pound of water or a pound of butane?
Depends. Which one is on fire?
Well, the answer is you'd think that both of them being a pound, they would weigh the same. But in fact, of the two, butane is a lighter fluid.
Oh.
So we have two sound effects for that. Oh. Like this one. But I prefer this one.
Inspiration.
I'm going to mute myself for a moment. That's all.
Beth also seems to have removed the amulet. Not the amulet. I had the bell in my inventory. I think I used something like a disaster bell.
I did not remove that. Are you keeping your bell that desires to be bloody?
Oh, no.
Or did you give it... You gave it over to Chardonnay.
Yeah, we were there for collections. It was something we collected. A Sith artifact, I would argue, is worth a sizable sum.
Yeah. Yeah, especially if you can, like, you know, sucker somebody in ancient knowledge into bidding for it, as well as someone in mysteries, because they hate each other, so, you know.
Well, the only thing that I kept was 43 AGD. Who doesn't go with me on missions. She has a tendency to lose her head.
Unfortunately true. And then goes, oh dear, oh dear, oh dear, oh dear, oh, 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 dear, 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 dear. It gives her flashbacks. It's sad.
Now she tends to a tiny apartment.
Mm-hmm.
You think your robot vacuum is fancy, let me tell you.
You are getting the most fascinatingly decorated meals. She apologizes frequently because, well, she's doing this on your weird apprentice budget.
She's you do get MREs paid MREs and making them look fancy.
Yeah. Yes. She will plate your MREs. They're not in the little trays, etc. So, do people want to hear what your latest mission is supposed to be, for which you get, like, better pay, especially you, Ran. Yes, Ran is the apprentice to a lord in logistics who basically does not do a good job of training apprentices, according to Darth Chardonnay, who is the direct master to Antuxa and Senoe. And therefore, Rand gets sort of roped into things a lot. Because you can do that when you're a Darth.
Darth Chardonnay is, I believe the term that I came up with, is my common law master.
He just sort of looks at you sometimes when you do that because, well, why not?
I don't say that out loud.
Oh, good. This prevents him from having to decide whether...
I have some degree of self-preservation. You wouldn't know it from the previous arc, but I do have some degree of self-preservation.
Well, he doesn't have to decide if he has a sense of humor if he doesn't hear it, so... You have all been called in because... Well, have you heard of the planet Nalchaga?
Well, it starts with Nal, so... Does it have huts on it, my lord?
It has huts on it. It has been somewhat recently colonized. It is a desert planet. It has numerous heavy metals, precious metals, gemstones useful for industrial purposes, gemstones useful for gaudiness, gemstones useful for actual works of art. Huts have decided it is useful to them. It borders what the Empire controls in territory. They have recently purchased some supplies from the Empire, and they have some complaints about the quality that will need to be verified. Your data pads have been sent the basic information. Do you have any questions?
I check the data pad.
The data pad basically reproduces Nalchaga. You made a deal with a hut whose name is Chog, actually. Two G's. Let me actually paste the name into there.
So Nalchada's Chog chugged the wine that was sent as a supply and said, "This is going to make me gag."
Well, I hope it wasn't the wine from our last mission.
That would involve blowing chunks.
I don't know. I feel like that would make a hot gag.
Can we change the subject, please?
As a person, us is cheaper than glass in the planet from orbit.
Anyway, it is entirely possible that this hut, Chog the Hut, which is surprising that they don't have a vowel on the end, is the one who is in charge of the planet, perhaps the one who oversaw the colonization of it, something. That may be why it's called Nalchaga. Who knows? Huts are weird. Purchased some military supplies, and there's a contract for what the supplies, you know, what they were exchanged for, what condition they were in, blah, 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 as a separate file. And the hut has complaints about the quality, which have not actually been entered in, just complaints. Presumably the hut intends to say things to start with. There's a little overview on the world, which is, oh, gee, it's a desert world. You possibly know about desert worlds. They're, well, deserts. Yay. You have coordinates for it. You have a time to catch your ship, which is actually in 2 days. And that's about it that's in there. Therefore, anything else, you will have to ask your master.
I'm curious as to the nature of the supplies. Just because...
Shield.
Sorry.
If you're going to ask. Well, if you're going to ask.
I am going to ask, and my reason for asking is, the three of us each have our own unique skills, but we don't tend to have skills in evaluating X type of supplies. If you want me to evaluate MREs, I'm very good at that. Only I like MREs. So perhaps I'm not good at that.
Apprentice says, the supplies are things like shields, large-scale shield installations, ground heavy weapon installations, probably older military rifles and such, but surplus that was refurbished after being pulled out of various planets that we'd no longer occupy due to the treaty.
Ah, so it's a good thing we have Sen with us.
Why is that?
You're the one with mechanical aptitude.
Yeah.
Primarily, we are there to listen to the Hutt's complaints with someone of sufficient status to make the Hutt shut up. Try not to kill the Hutt. The Hutt is actually important, and there could be Hutt treaty problems. Determine if there is some kind of sabotage going on, or if the Hutt merely is trying to refuse to pay everything the Hutt is supposed to, because the contract does state these are refurbished and older items. He taps his own data pad firmly.
Well, I suspect that there is sabotage, then our mission expands to dealing with that.
Or at least uncovering it and let the Hutt deal with it. It is up to you to decide how much you want to indulge Huttish whims. And I should warn you that part of the reason you three are being sent is because you have had recent experience with dark force energies integral to a planet. Some of the mines and other areas of the planet have localized force concentrations. And nothing so intense as you last dealt with, presumably, but in case the problem is actually some sort of interaction with the items and the a pocket of force intensity, ghosts, whatever, you can probably at least analyze what the situation is so that we can send in someone who's more trained in digging around in the sand. Is there anything else?
I don't think this is likely based on everything you've said and shared with us, but on the off chance, what should we do if the Hutt's concerns, for some strange reason I don't understand, turn out to be valid?
If the items delivered were not delivered in a state consistent with the contract, and it is not local sabotage, trace back to where the defects might have happened, and if Imperial, report to me. If not, deal with it appropriately.
Understood.
If there was some Imperial malfeasance causing us to be in breach of contract, I will want to know and have questions, because I will be questioning them up until I hit another Darth, probably in military somewhere. Offense, defense, probably not strategy. Therefore, I will need them alive. It's difficult to question corpses unless they're Sith.
We did find a bell that helps with that, apparently.
True, but we are trying to auction that off because of Darth Simont's back taxes.
Fair.
If necessary, perhaps we can borrow it back from the auctioneer. Let us try not to have that be necessary, shall we? Any other questions?
Don't think so, my lord.
In that case, the ship will be leaving in 2 days. Make sure you're on it. You may acquire items as appropriate for the environment in which you will be working. Oh, don't take your droid. The sand gets into droids.
Oh, I assure you. The droid is already not in a condition fit for travel.
Very well. If there are no other questions, dismissed then.
Yes, my lord.
Thank you, my lord.
I instinctively snap to attention and salute, even though that's not technically what the Sith do.
You just sort of get looked at with the expression that he would sigh, but sighing would be undignified.
At this point, it's a force of habit. Anyway, it's still a sign of respect.
Indeed. Indeed. I will leave this map up because I don't have a just random one. I mean, I could probably pull the shopping mall out if you wanted. You have 2 days to prepare. Please feel free to, you know, do stuff as you desire.
I make sure that whatever outfit I'm taking for the journey, it's one that, you know, properly prevents, you know, debris from getting wind blown into it. We all know that sand is coarse and it gets everywhere. And then it chafes.
Me. It's sand.
Exactly.
Antuxa sends out 3 different, "I regret that I will be unable to attend your gala because" letters.
Everyone understands. After all, you're an apprentice. Apprentices get sent places.
I send a lovely gift with each of them.
Yes, of course.
They may be identical lovely gifts, but they are lovely gifts.
I mean, that's entirely fair.
I remind AGD that I will be gone for some time, and AGD should not be making meals expecting my return for each evening mealtime until I contact her and let her know that she can start doing that again.
Yes, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I only say this because, you know, last time, AGD used up a lot of MREs.
That will happen.
It was sad.
A tragedy.
Don't mind me. I am texting the DM about character sheet things.
So, I talked to a droid. Ellie's character, Antuxa, talks to people who invited her to galas, and Sen talks to God.
It's called meditation.
There isn't someone who's a communicator for meditation before, but, you know, if it works, it works. I won't judge.
Yeah, I've got a shrine to the goddess and everything.
Is Sen doing anything to prepare for desert planet, huts?
Sen is messing with their character sheet. Poorly, considering Sen's skill at paperwork.
All right. Shall I move on to the ship, etc.?
I mean, I should probably do something to prepare, but I can't think of what it is aside from acquiring desert supply things.
Backpacks with food?
I make a point to make sure I...
Yes.
Yeah, backpacks with food, appropriate gear for the warm days and the cold nights, possibly some type of rebreather because sandstorms, you don't want to breathe that kind of dust.
Okay.
We may or may not look like the sand people from Tatooine when we have everything fully equipped, but we'll be nice-looking sand people from Tatooine.
Sen, are you also going to get a rebreather in case of sandstorms?
That seems like a good idea.
And Tuxa, are you getting one as well, or is Ran, like, shopping for everybody here?
Oh, I'm getting a full face mask. Not a full face mask, but like the nose and mouth thing.
Okay.
And specifically fitted for Sith because we've got those
tendrils.
You know, we're spiny.
Yeah.
Oh, if you're just going to cover the nose and mouth with that particular mask, word of advice, goggles, you will want goggles, or there will be some sandblasting. Just saying. There will be a noticeable space raccoon effect.
One of my favorite things about Star Wars The Old Republic is that the faces that you can assign to your characters, some of them have a permanent goggles tan form from where they've been wearing goggles for a long time, and so the rest of their face is dark and their eyes are...
So it's a negative image of a raccoon.
Yep. Pretty much.
Where did that just go?
Is Antuxa getting goggles then as well?
Antuxa is going to go shopping and will decide what she's going to wear.
Okay.
Well, I dropped the dissad inside something and now it disappeared, so I don't know where on my sheet it went.
Oh no.
It's outleveled the disadvantage.
Hello, where did you go? Oh.
Which dissad was it?
Social stigma.
Hmm.
Because I went, why do I not have that?
Where did it go? I see a blank dissad at the bottom of your list.
It was not the blank dissad.
Social stigma. No, I don't see it. It disappeared.
Well, I figured out how to delete disadvantages. I wish I'd figured out how to do that on purpose.
You've got the one at the bottom. Yep. That dog in the GIF crash with little windshield wipers over the goggles there looks so reproachful. There's just this sort of sad question of why in those big eyes.
That are possibly magnified because of the goggles.
No, those are that is entirely a just plain glass. There's no distortion where the think it's
this GIF annoys me because she doesn't move her hair out of the way, so one of those goggles is completely useless and possibly irritating.
Yeah, but the director told her not to.
I mean, it looks cool,
but so
also depending on how her hair is styled, she possibly can't.
Fair.
I mean, I should probably just go yank. Anyway.
Yeah, but if it's gelled enough, it might move as one unit.
Well, it probably should
be. You'd have to hinge it up.
Yeah, or hinge it across, yeah. We've all been looking for gifts for goggles. So, Antuxa, do you have anything that you want to buy now, or shall we leave it as a certain amount of Schrodinger's, I would have bought that, which I'm okay with. I will not make you buy the gizmo advantage.
I think I'm going to leave it at Schrodinger's, I would have bought that for right now.
Okay, that is fair.
We have made appropriate preparations.
Okay.
You have something to protect her eyes and some sort of, like, you know what Bedouins wear? Something like that.
Mm.
But, like, high end.
You have the fancy robes and hood and etc.
Yes.
Are they patterned or are they sand colored? Or are they sort of, gently, like ombre sand to white or something?
I think they're black.
Okay.
Ran, why is it that when I see your sheet, it looks like I'm trying to edit it?
Probably because Ran left it on edit mode.
It shouldn't still be on edit mode. When I open it up, it has a button for editor, which that doesn't show if I have it in edit mode.
Fascinating.
This is what you get for spending your planning time talking to God. You have acquired the ability to edit my character sheet.
I haven't. Concerned. I can't actually edit it. It's just in edit mode.
Easier to see that way? Don't know. Right. I will assume that there's been shopping. If there's anything that you need to retroactively get, please say so. You get to pile into the shuttle that takes you up to the ship that's going there. It's kind of a cargo ship as well. Like, with lots, you want MREs? There are so many crates here that are labeled with the codes for MREs. Some of these codes ran. Oh, sure, Ran. Give me a roll just for absolute grins on your savoir faire military.
Made it by two.
Okay, these codes. You can pick out the date code on MREs. These crates, most of them, are going to be going bad. No, except for the problem that they're going to be expiring in like 3 months, 2 months. Wait,
exactly.
These expired last month.
Only last month? These are still fresh.
I agree.
The included beverage hasn't turned into a gel yet.
Anyway, these things are going past you on the hover floats as you trek up to the ship and get on. And apparently there's like a lot of cargo traveling with you, and it's MREs the military no longer wants to try to foist off as edible.
They had a whole crate of chicken a la king. I asked if I could grab an extra one. I grabbed an extra one. It's fantastic.
They do not care if a Sith apprentice loots the crates, honestly, because MRE, Sith. MRE, Sith. If the Sith wants an MRE, they just, they're like, my lord, that's probably expired. You're aware of this?
With my savoir faire, our conversation was probably more along the lines of, yes, it's expired, but we both know when it expired. And this is still really good compared to what most people are eating.
Yeah, my lord, just if it really did expire somehow, please remember that you grabbed it and I told you that it expired, right?
Well, yes, of course. Sign here to acknowledge that you have told me.
I'll trust you, my lord.
Your loss. I mean, that would have provided proof of this conversation. Right, well, I'm just going to take my chicken a la king and leave now. Which, for the record,
fun, my lord.
Is rated the absolute worst MRE of all time.
Obviously, the Imperial version is nostalgic.
Also, it's Millennium Chicken a la King.
Probably. Aeon Chicken.
Of the billions of shipments that travel across the galaxy every day, and the trillions of sapient beings who live in this fine galaxy of ours, I have been partnered with the one sapient being who is an aficionado of the shipment we are traveling alongside. This will be a long trip.
Inspiration!
They have two cabins that they have allotted to you. Each has two bunk beds. There's three of you. You get to decide who's bunking with who.
And Tuxa looks at the other two and says, I'll sit in the corner.
Should I be concerned?
Is this going to be a multiple day trip to get there?
3 days.
Well, 3 days, three of us. I propose we take turns with the corner.
You've got two bunk rooms with a total of four bunks, two per room.
Oh.
The question is, no, you're not having to stay in the corner. Yeah. You're on a cargo ship, which, I mean...
The question was, which of us is getting a single and which of us is going to have a bunkmate?
Yep.
Or a roommate.
I don't object to sleeping in the same room as anyone else. I just toss and turn. I would hate to be the cause of bruises that I didn't intend to cause.
I'm now imagining somebody hooking a turbine up to Antux's feet in the middle of the night and generating power for the ship while tossing and turning.
It could travel for centuries on a single night, darling.
Well, I think I see where this is going. You don't use the force in your sleep, right?
I don't believe I've ever been known to.
Great. Well, long as you don't hit me with a crate from the other bed. I mean, I guess the crates probably aren't in the rooms. It feels like the rooms are going to have crates in them, though, you know?
Yeah, it really does.
You're just saying that because I haven't put the crate down yet.
Yeah, I'm just saying that because you haven't put the crate down yet.
Look, they haven't told me where I can place it. I'm not just going to set it anywhere. It'll end up being in someone's way, and that's very poor form.
I mean, you can probably ask to put it in the cargo hold, but they're going to sort of worry that, you know, it might get sorted in with the rest of the cargo by the droids. The droids aren't used to passengers having that much cargo sometimes. Well, they can find a place for it. They'll probably be safe. Or you can stuff it in the bottom bunk of the room that only has one person in it.
Well, it doesn't matter to me, as long as I don't have to lift it.
It doesn't matter to me either, so long as I'm not in anyone's way for the journey.
We figure something out.
We roll dice or something. It's none of us cares enough to worry about it.
Okay. It's all right. It gave me a moment to actually type in some things. All right. You presumably all peruse.
I'm in bunk four.
I'm in bunk one.
Sen?
I am not going to accidentally roll 3d6. that doesn't work. Roll. And also, for some reason, I'm set to the wrong character.
Make sure to click on Sinone when...
An ancient
Why is Twill Rock in here?
That would be I'm because Crash.
We can't all be in dunk one.
Well, there's obviously...
Look, it's a little cramped, is all I'm saying.
Or dunk...
I wouldn't mind, but I'm the one up against the wall here.
Is something wrong with that D4? Because it's only been rolling ones and fours.
Well, every number it rolls, it only has a one and four chance.
Something is wrong with this die.
There's a three. I rolled a three. I don't know why. I have Ran chosen, so it thinks I rolled as Ran. No.
Three. I am in bunk three.
I go through mitosis and split between two different bunks.
Well, there's only two.
No, you cannot use an entire bunk for your crate.
Well, I mean, you've got four bunks to work with.
Not the entire bunk. It's down by the foot end. It's fine. If you crew up on the field position, there's plenty of room.
not sleeping in the crate blanket, but it's the principle of the thing.
If the session ended right here, I'd consider tonight worth playing.
So we've been discussing bunks for about an hour. What do you say we take a short break?
If you want, that is fine.
Apparently, I'm in bunk 2 because Antux is in bunk 4 and Ran is in bunk 1 and the crate is in bunk 3.
So my process
the crate has a label on it that's a green circle.
No, this is fine.
Or is that the pattern on the bed sheets for the bunks?
It's the mark on the doors. There are green circles on the doors for the passengers so that you can tell passenger bunks and crew bunks apart. So passengers don't get confused and wander into crew quarters.
Even then, sometimes they'll argue in front of the door for half an hour.
Of course.
It's okay. The conversation is muted a bit by the door, so it sort of just lulls you to sleep.
It's fine. If the Sith want to argue amongst themselves, so long as they aren't drawing their lightsabers, it's perfectly fine. You just get crew peering around the corner at you occasionally, and no, okay, they're not fighting, it's fine. Ah, yes, the lightsabers. The lightsaber sound effects. Is that in playlists? No. I'll find it eventually.
On the left-hand side of your screen, down at the bottom, there's a little megaphone icon. Click on that, it opens soundboard. And every Discord you're in has... In theory, has the option of uploading sound effects. So one of them is going to say cogwheel.
Interesting. I don't have that megaphone. I don't have the megaphone. Oh, it's probably into the general voice one. Which I'm not on the page.
Oh, no, it's underneath where it says voice connected is where those icons are. All the way down at the bottom on the left.
Is it a Nitro feature?
You know, it must
it
be.
Might be.
I am not a paying customer.
You'll have to tell me every time you want to slash fish so I can...
I'll figure something out. I swear I used to have access to those and now I don't. It's such a shame. Oh, huh. Well.
Anyway.
Eventually. After 3 days of travel, is there anything you want to do to get into trouble on the ship? It's a cargo ship. There's not much trouble you can do except looting the MREs if you feel like it.
It's not
I'm going to be familiarizing myself. I'm going to be familiarizing myself with the manifest that we're supposed to be examining.
All right. Does anyone who wants to figure out what's on the in the contract should probably be rolling an appropriate, probably admin or research or logistics bureaucracy, whichever is higher. And so this law thing is weird because it's apparently, is this even Imperial law or is this Hutt law?
Yeah, I realize belatedly that it may be hot law.
Sen, critical failure on your admin. Sen, research, missed by one. Ran, just made admin 12. Ran is the one who is actually parsing most of what is in this here contract.
It's very, very simple. Everything that the Hutts put in follows Hutt law. Everything that the Imperials put in follows Sith law. And
I'm pretty sure the list bit is Republic law, and I don't know why. It is not Republic law. Sinoni is just confused.
Sinoni had a critical failure.
You're actually quite close. That's a spot where the Hutt law and the Imperial law actually disagree very strongly about what should actually happen there. I refer to that... This is not something that's an official term. I just personally refer to that as lightsaber law. And that we have them, the Hutts don't, so we win.
We're not supposed to stab them.
No, that's not what we were told. We were specifically told, don't kill the hut.
Right.
That's the only thing we were told not to do.
I think we were also sort of told to not cause a diplomatic incident.
I look over at Intuxa. My memory's a little hazy. Were we told that?
It's possible we were told that. I try not to cause diplomatic incidents as a matter of course. So, when I'm told to do that, it's sort of just it's part of the background noise.
I look over at and say, you see, we weren't told.
I also remember being told not to kill the people who are sabotaging things.
Oh, if they're Imperials.
It was suggested that...
if they're Imperials.
It was suggested that we don't have to go out of our way if we don't want to get embroiled in too much and simply point the hut at the saboteurs if they aren't Imperial, and if they are Imperial, go back to Darth Chardonnay and let him know. Otherwise, we do have a lot of discretion.
Who right, if they aren't Imperials, we can kill them if we want to.
Yes, and you know, it's a mining world, with some of the mines being filled with dark force energies, so who knows? Maybe we'll be able to toss a saboteur down a pit of nope.
Sounds fun.
There might even be a bucket of blood for us. Don't give up hope.
Can we change the subject, please?
Careful, that's going to end up being a tagline. And it took his favorite catchphrase, can we change the subject?
Hendrix is just not, like, remembering some of the horrible things. Hendrix made an admin roll by 7, so, okay, you could read through the contract, and you can understand what the contract, what condition the items were supposed to be in. You made it by 7. You can tell that it is a bit, it's only obscure if you don't understand Imperial stuff. It's quite clear to you that some of these items are what people might refer to as, if they were starships, hangar queens. High maintenance runs of the gear that was delivered, the military installations for protection and defense. You know, the stuff that is power pigs or requires cleaning or you have to let it cool down 5 seconds between shots.
So, if right. I'm understanding this correctly, they paid us for the privilege of taking our garbage.
My garbage, it works. It does.
Well, don't say it that way or you'll just validate what the HUD is complaining about.
No. They clearly requested our garbage, and we have given them our garbage. I'm not going to say that to the hut. Antux is the people person.
Right.
Really, Antux was able to explain some of this to everyone else. So, 3 days, looking over a lot of paperwork. I mean, this is your life as apprentices in the sphere of logistics. Everything you do is going to involve paperwork somehow. And if it doesn't, well, Rand can probably figure out how to add some. As a okay. Gifts. So, you get to the planet of Narchaga. Are you going to be staying in your quarters? You're going to be on the bridge for this because you can pull rank because Sith, and either they let you on the bridge or you hand wave and you say you're allowed on the bridge, so they tend to let you on the bridge anyway. If you want.
We don't need to be on the bridge. We have people for that.
I want to be on the bridge.
One of us should be on the bridge to make sure that we're landing in the place that we're supposed to be.
To be fair, the crew on the bridge have shown some degree of a desire of self-preservation. Of course we're landing in the right place.
Sinoni. There's always a chance.
I mean, there's always a chance you got lost in hyperspace or something.
True.
True, yeah.
And it's fitting that the pilot in our group is the one who wants to be on the bridge. Do have fun.
Hey, pshoop! The starfield clears and there is the bright amber of that sure is a desert world. Wow, that's a desert world. There, it's look at all that sand. You can tell that sand from up here. You can practically feel it. It's so sandy. It radiates sand in the force. You hear the standard noises of the bridge where comm is saying, yes, we have connection with the ground, and transferring flight path coordinates to nav and transferring navigational computations to helm, and the helm is moving down, etc., etc. All the nice little normal things that, I mean, honestly, if you were ever on a bridge on a Republic ship, it sounds about the same, except for the different accent. And the captain says, all right, we should be heading into the starport soon, and then we'll start loading things on the train. Is that appropriate, my lord? Is there anything that you need to change about this?
No, sounds good.
Very good, my lord. It's a cargo ship. You're not in a drop ship. You're not in a nimble freighter. This is not a Corellian ship. It's taking a nice leisurely descent down to the starport. And if Sen wants to stay on the bridge for the whole thing.
Zanoni is furiously texting the other two, asking if they should be, like, following the train or something.
Does the train contain things that we're supposed to be delivering to the hut?
Not you specifically, but apparently there's going to be a train that they're offloading all of these crates of, well, apparently mostly MREs. And if Rand's been wandering around the cargo bay, there's, like, medical kits, too, which are also somewhat past their due dates frequently.
So
may or may not still have Colto.
That's going to be on this train to go to the hut, correct?
That appears to be the case.
My assumption is that we're expected to go on the train to get to the hut. And if that's not the expectation, if there is a chance that there is a third party causing sabotage, it might be a good idea to have us accompany the cargo anyway, just to see. Also a train ride.
Also, I figure that I should not be the one who is talking to the hut.
Huts do have a tendency to consider that Twi'leks are
Viewed with their shirts off.
That's pretty frequent, yeah.
The ramifications would go against our orders about not killing the hut.
Exactly. Also, Antux is much better at talking to people.
Send Sinone, you can see that there's a... Okay, actually, this is kind of a smallish city, and it's mostly built pretty low to the ground, like, I don't know, maybe they don't like... Maybe they get windstorms or something that would blow skyscrapers around. Who knows? It's huts. Who knows? And there are rails going off in many directions as you get low enough to see, all gleaming and with hover trains going above the tracks to... Apparently, it's what's guiding them. Maybe they're maglevs. It's hard to tell. So... This is like the train central or something, apparently. Maybe. You can ask the captain if you want. The captain might know. Or if you don't want to acknowledge it, you don't have to.
It looks like train central, you said?
Yep. There's so many tracks going in various locations, spiraling off like spokes of a sort of irregularly placed, you know, wheel thing. Except you can't see the outer wheel.
A lot of people making deliveries down there, or some of those bringing in stuff from the mines, I guess?
Saying that out loud, I presume?
Yep.
That's right, my lord. The mines get deliveries sent out, and the mines send their product back in, and we're going to be picking up some of the product itself, probably industrial gemstones. Hopefully we aren't going to get too many stowaways this time. Don't know why they bother.
It's a common problem, then?
Ran up on the bridge. Probably go, ah, my lord. Well, the huts don't tend to pay a lot of their labor, shall we say. I mean, I don't know what they expect. After all, it's not like they're going to get much of a better shot. Well, the Empire doesn't have quite so many pure desert planets, so maybe they just hate the sand.
Rand doesn't say this out loud, but Rand's thought process is that if the huts aren't really paying their employees, that sounds like a skill issue for the huts.
Maybe paying the employees in something resembling food, something resembling water, something resembling shelter. And by employees, we mean people who frequently wear shock collars. It is sad, but true that huts do not. Well, yeah. It is sad, but true that the Empire also tends to have a certain degree of, shall we say, involuntary laborers. After all, the Empire is technically still the bad guys. Although bad guys can be extremely, you know, people too.
Well, my rage has set me free.
Mm-hmm.
Alas, we've been told not to kill the hut.
I mean, it's mostly Sen who, well, never mind. The Empire.
Yes,
it's
I am the one problem. Who needs to be told not to kill the hut.
You're the one with bloodlust.
I'm the one with bloodlust.
You're the one with the bloodlust, Isad. All 10 points of it.
I'm also extrapolating. I'm the one who's going, no, wait, stop, come back.
At a completely normal voice and with no urgency whatsoever.
It's amazing what you can live through. You just need to stop before you get to the won't live through this part. And it's amazing what modern medical science can accomplish.
Even for huts?
I should learn how to heal with the Force.
Stab, stab. Are you better now?
And Tuxa has healing. Thought I remembered that. The ship settles down slowly, agonizingly slowly. Rand, this is so not a drop ship, you can tell. Because, wow, it is not dropping. It's kind of, like, floating downwards slowly.
They didn't even do a barrel
roll. Eventually, there was no barrel roll whatsoever. It didn't spin. It didn't dodge incoming fire. I mean, okay, there's no incoming fire because it's, you know, not a combat place. But it was very slow. It settles down. There are sorted clonks and whangs and noises and, you know, engines down to minimal and cargo bay, you know, security codes being sent, checks out. It's an older code, but checks out. Opening the cargo bay, people are going to be transitioning the cargo into the ships, not the ship, into the train cars, etc. Well, probably piling them on hover lifts and taking them across to where the trains are. You did land right close to a track. So, you get the, my lords, this is where we are told to let you off, and presumably, you know, let's see, where are you going to again? Which hut are you going to? Hut Shog, was it? You're want to catch train 53C.
I look at my tablet, cross out hut chunk in my notes and change it to hut chog.
No, we're not supposed to make chunks out of them.
You're the one with bloodlust.
This is why I keep repeating that.
Well, we're grateful for your hospitality, Captain.
Yeah, we'll our take conversation.
Thank you so much.
Sen's conversation and mine are done at a slightly lower volume meant for us. Hopefully everyone understands it. Oh, the Sith are talking. Maybe don't try to eavesdrop. And Tuxa, on the other hand, is unfortunately definitely overhearing this conversation and doing her best to make sure others are distracted.
Yes, while we whisper over a datapad in the background.
About not killing
the captain. The captain is appropriately polite and does the appropriate salutes and bows as necessary for social properness and make sure.
So where's the shipment heading?
Well, it depends on which part of the shipment, but yes, there's a chunk of it going to Hut Chog's location on train 53C. The C does stand for cargo.
All right, that makes it simpler.
Yes, my lord.
Have a request.
Of the GM or the captain?
GM.
Okay.
So, Rand's idea, and I'm assuming this is going to be a stealth roll and a perception roll, but it's the GM's prerogative. I'm not going to try to, like, go and hide somewhere. I'm just going to try to, you know, stand out of the way in a location where I might not be as noticed because people have more important things to be doing or more distracting things going on. Trying to hide, but not trying to look like I'm trying to hide. I'm stealthing casually.
Makes sense.
I just want to watch the process.
Indeed.
To notice what's going on. Not looking for any one particular thing, but just getting a sense of how things are working.
That sounds like stealth and perception to me. Yep, you are correct. Made your stealth by 3. And Tux is detecting disturbances. Made by one. You are, let's see, let me just roll this just for grins. You might be noticed by one or two people, but they just look away because you're a Sith, you're standing around, whatever. They don't seem to be telling anybody else that, watch out, there's a Sith, so that's good. Everything seems to be going perfectly normally. They're putting things on a hover pad and shuttling it across, you know, about 100 feet to a train car that's open. And, well, okay. And Tuxa, I'm going to resolve that one next. Detecting disturbances. What are you looking for? Disturbances?
Just anything in general.
There's nothing nearby. The planet has its own hum to it, which you know better than to sink into, because if you start talking to planets, sometimes they talk back. It's a problem.
Yeah.
Sometimes they eat your brains. You know, that's Korriban for you.
They're not unreasonable, though. They're not going to eat your eyes.
You okay, Crash?
Inspiration!
I got the reference immediately before you finished the word unreasonable.
Oh no, I didn't get the reference.
Jonathan Coulton. He made a song about zombie apocalypse from the zombie perspective.
Ah, I will have to listen to that.
All we want to do is eat your brains. We're not unreasonable. I mean, no one's going to eat your eyes.
That sounds like... Yep, that sounds like... Oh, good, a link. I will look at it later.
There's a machinima made of it that was made using World of Warcraft assets.
Oh, I bet that'll be entertaining. I gotta see that.
It's quite old, so the resolution's quite low, but...
Yeah, well. Okay, so you're not detecting any nearby disturbances, which made by one, you probably aren't going to get far away once unless they're really loud. It does not feel like the last planet you were on that had a lot of dark force energy.
Yeah, that was all I wanted to know. Is this planet already angry at us just for being here?
Doesn't really seem to be. I mean, it might be a slightly grouchy planet, but it's not... I hate you and everything that breathes. I mean, the ground is... Actually, the ground is, you know, your standard concrete. Sen, you have a research role. What are you researching? You made by one.
Zenone is going to attempt to wander off, find a terminal, and dig up, like, delivery schedules, which crates are bound for where, etc., so that they can download that to their data pad and show it to the people who actually have an admin skill above 6.
One of these days, you're going to have to work on that admin skill. Okay, you can find a terminal on the ship easily, because that there, which train cars things are getting loaded into is going to depend on the schedule. So, yes, you can get what you need there. And then you can go show it to people.
Mm-hmm.
The train has a small... it's got like a... Well, locomotive is one word for it. In the front, and... You know, it's basically the front, and there's apparently some passenger stuff. There's some seats there that passengers can be on. And there's a little tail end part that also has seats in it with the cargo between.
I also want to figure out if any of this is bound for other huts.
Okay. It seems like some of it is in fact going to be either splitting off at certain locations to go on spurs of the tracks, or they're piling some of the crates off to one side. Maybe another train is going to come and pick them up after.
Are the other huts buying different stuff?
From this ship? Can't tell. If you want to try wandering around the spaceport, train port, whatever, then you might be able to find a terminal to access there.
That's what I wanted to do.
Oh, okay, that one... give me a perception roll or something else that might work for trying to dig up something in a, actually I would allow scrounging as well.
Oh, not search.
Search works. Search is technically for like searching a room, but you know what? It works.
I could roll scrounging. If that was a scrounging roll, it would be made exactly.
Yeah, that's... It looks like it's the sort of role that's going to work no matter what. Just double check what one thing is. Yeah. So, yeah, you can finally dredge up, you know, there's a little building over there and people are still unloading stuff. So it's not like you have to go run and catch a train. You can dig up. Oh, hey, what do you know? There's a person here. There's a human. Who sort of looks at you and looks perplexed.
Yeah.
You here to work?
I'm on duty, yeah.
Who you working for?
Zenone grins and sort of gestures at the lightsaber.
Person who possibly had not noticed the lightsaber goes blink. Right. What can I do for you?
I just need to, look into what we are delivering where.
Yeah, sure, whatever. Rotates the terminal around for you.
Thank you.
Do you want to make another research roll, or are you going to hold pat on that one over there? Make it a research plus 2. This is you can prop once you get into things, then
okay.
You can made by 2 or would have made exactly. All right. Yeah, you can download where all of the today's cargoes are headed.
Thank you for your time. I'll just take this information back to my co-apprentices.
Have a good day.
You too.
Thanks.
Sinone waves and wanders off to bring this information to Ran and Antuxa. Because if only one hut's complaining and multiple huts are getting the stuff, that would be significant. Why is...
What?
Where is that?
I have no idea where that location is, but it does look like it's part of
it is.
Switor. That's a Switor.
It definitely is.
I don't know if that was done by doing the whole stop motion, I'm going to make a step forward and take a screenshot technique, or if the walk animation was just broken.
I suspect the walk animation was broken because of the Leku don't look like stop motion happened. The Leku are moving properly.
Yeah, and the blur is... Stop motion wouldn't blur like that, probably. Yep, the walk was broken.
And the movement looks very choppy, like it is a bunch of stills stuck together. But then again, that's all of animation. Anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway, it was too funny that I saw that at the same time that Io said, and Sen is going back to the co-apprentices to share what they found. Like, hey, here is an image of Sen going back. Just disturbing everyone by going back by using telekinesis self to not have to move their feet in order to come back to say hi.
That sounds like I would trip and fall onto my face. Also, I don't have telekinesis self.
You don't?
Yeah, this is why you were doing all the... that.
Well...
climbing around in pits of nope.
My sincere... No, I had that because... I did that because I had the only one with climbing.
That
my
too.
Sincere condolences, because there is a train involved in this arc, there will be an inevitable train-top lightsaber battle. It always happens. When that happens...
We have acrobatics.
You know what? I'm not going to finish that thought. We are going to have so much fun. If I don't turn that into an out-of-context quote when I'm editing this, I am making a very bad mistake.
I've always wanted to push someone off a train.
It's a shame it's a desert world. The trains probably don't go under any tunnels or anything, so we don't have the inevitable somebody gets beheaded because they weren't looking behind them thing. Actually, we have lightsabers. The beheading can still happen.
Especially from behind. You are both brought to the... stuff, the details of where today's shipments are going by Sinone. So if you want to be looking at that, you know, like research or whatever IQ rolls, you can, or you can just put your luggage into the rear passenger car that may have gotten hooked up, like, you know. And Tuxa made Edmund by one. All right, well, this shipment here is going to this other location. A lot of these towns are just given, like, numerical designations, which maybe they're just mines, you know, mine 43B, town 72A, that kind of thing. A lot of the meals seem to be going there, the MREs, some of the medical stuff. You are currently on a train that... it's got more than one car, and you only seem to be filling up one car with the MREs and whatnot. The other cars, oh, looking at this, there's animals, medium, mammalian, okay. There's additional luggage? Hut? Fine. Whatever that means. It seems to be packed well. And then there's you. Then there's the MRE car, and then there's you. So there's three cargo cars, a conductor car at the front, which presumably stops and starts the train. And then there's the passenger car that is tacked onto the end, where you are being ushered by one of the... actually, it's not one of the ship crew. It's one of the people who apparently works here. You can tell they probably work here instead of involuntary employment, because they're not wearing a shock collar. They're human. And they're going, are you the party for the Palace of Hut Chog?
Yes, that's us.
This way, I don't know if I'd call it a party.
No, where I go, it's always a party.
That's true.
This way, please, to the rear compartment. It's a little more comfy than up stuck up with conductor. Do you have any luggage?
A few crates.
Only a few bags.
The MREs are what the Hut bought, aren't they?
We brought our own. So
he keeps a personal stash.
Fine. All right. We got a small cargo compartment for the luggage over here. Just drag it over here and I'll load it in. With assorted shoves and whatnot, gets your crates and any other, you know, actual handbag luggage that you want. Opens the door so that you can get in. There's a couple of humans already in there, sitting one to the front and one sort of in the middle. You can pick your seats.
Window seat, window seat, window seat. I mean,
there's about 12 seats.
I don't believe I have a disadvantage that makes me want to stick my head out the window. But if I was a Jawa with a penchant for explosives, I'd be sticking my head out the window.
But then it might push your hood back.
Oh no, that hood is super glued on. But there is a possibility that the interior view would be, you see the Jawa stick their head out, and then suddenly the rest of the body just goes out the window real quick and they're gone.
I mean, it's really, I don't need to meditate because I haven't spent any fatigue. But I'm rolling anyway.
Okay.
I'm doing the same thing. I'm spending the trip. I'm dividing my time between meditation and detecting disturbances.
I am going to flavor my failure by four to meditate as this might very well be my first time on a train. It is possible that I have only previously encountered trains when watching holovids that had the inevitable train top climatic battles. And I know that is something for the cinema. Just because they put that in there because it's exciting doesn't mean that every train has that happen. After all, I was in the military, and I'm very much aware that military holovids are not the same as actual military experience. However, there is a sizable chunk of my brain that refuses to acknowledge this, and that's why I cannot meditate.
Train, 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 train! Fight? Train, 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 train!
I may or may Your not brain? Be vibrating.
Well, you're here, and it's... Ain't no party like a chalk train party. Don't stop until Form 403B has been in triplicate and filed appropriately. Indeed. All right, here you are on the train. It goes chugga 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 chugga. Chugga. Chugga chugga chugga. I mean, you don't know why it's going chugga chugga like some strange, you know, steam engine, and it doesn't actually hit the tracks usually, but there sure is a sort of engine pulse that comes at a regular interval, and it can almost soothe even the vibrating Ran. Let me check those rolls. Your meditation is meditative. Here you are meditating on how much you want to murder things,
like in,
well, for Senemi, like Huts. And Tux is meditating on how much sand there is.
I found the ultimate train battle gif.
Quack. Indeed. And Tux is detecting disturbances made by four. Occasionally, as you pass by, there's faint echoes, but there are places you can tell, because you can feel it from here, that there are places that would be extremely strong in the dark side, and some of them almost call to you weirdly. Some of them are hostile, but you're not really passing over them right now. Oh, and it's not taking over the planet. You're so glad it's not taking over the planet, because that was bad. That was awful. Been there. Done that. It's kind of a long train ride. Apparently, the Huts don't like people coming and visiting them, because you had to land and nobody sent you an air car or a shuttle or anything. You're on this train. You have been on this train forever. Even Ran is starting to get a little bit less vibratory. Is that even a word? And can everyone make a danger sense roll?
Do I even have that?
Well, you ought to. You're a Sith. Is it not listed on your...
It is not matchup? Listed.
It's listed as danger... Right? Yeah, it's perception. It's listed as danger sense Sith, but that basically means perception. It's part of your force sensitive thing.
Train, 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 train. I don't
Pentux open the window to
stick my head out, but I have looked at the releases that I know how to open the window.
The people who were meditating on the force are unsurprisingly better at danger sensing right now.
You have a great sense of danger, as the human male who was standing, who was sitting by the close to the front of the car, jumps up, heads for the door that goes between the cars. There's a little one, because you have to be able to get back and forth sometimes. And he jumps up, he runs out the door, and you may have, call it 2 seconds of reaction, please.
It's I made quite my telekinesis other roll by 7.
What did you, so you did. What are you telekinesing?
Him.
He can try to run. He can keep running.
He flings the door open. You grab him so that he can't move. He yelps in utter sheer terror and throws something down at the, basically the cars are not, there's not a nice little tube connecting them to each other. It's, you step across and there's a little railing, but it's open, and he throws something down. And there's an explosion.
Bother.
Press.
Kaboom. The train derails. Let me just check.
Wee.
Very much wee. Suitcases tossed through the air. The world spins, shrieks. Passengers slammed into each other. Your MREs are going everywhere.
No.
The train car rolls onto its side, and people are landing on the chairs, or chairs are landing on them, etc. And take 1D of crushing damage unless you can convince me that you've got something that will keep you from being crushified.
Telekinesis self.
Well, I could make an acrobatics roll, but instead I would like to try to pull the jerk to me and ensure that he also takes a day of crushing damage despite being suspended in the air.
You could use him as a shield for the luggage flying your way.
Given that I only took 1 point of damage, this perhaps happened.
You're using him as a shield. Okay. Let me just go back to this. Why is this like...
Telekinesis self to just not be where the airborne things are airborne. And as the train goes on to its side, I do a matrix style. I'm just going to walk on the floor and, oh, the floor is the wall now, but I'm still walking. I don't think I'm going to pull it off completely because I made it by exact. But that's my attempt to try to at least reduce damage.
You're using telekinesis so that you don't hit anything very hard, basically.
Guiding my own movements to avoid the things.
Okay. And you just made it. There are some things that are going to probably be flying around. So give me a 1d6 minus 2. This could be 0. You do not get to be healed by it, though. Okay.
I was really hoping that I'd end this by gaining a hit point.
No.
As everything's going, a back to tank breaks open and rains down upon me. I become stronger.
That is not how using your pain works.
Well, it should be. It looks like I take 1 point
Meanwhile,
of damage.
A seat has landed on me, and then something has landed on the seat, and then a person has landed on the something.
That perhaps might have been us. Sinoni.
I take the 6 points.
You take the 6 points.
Leans over and whispers into the ear of the saboteur, "All right, gotcha. Tell me why I shouldn't tear your throat out with my teeth."
"Wait, Sinoni."
"I am waiting. I threatened him, didn't I?"
"You did, and I congratulate you. Sir, you have damaged my equanimity, as well as my robes."
Oh, dear.
That was not what I wanted to click on. That should have been a mind tricks roll with the target number one higher.
Made by 2?
No, 1 higher, so made by 4.
Made by 4. What were you doing on mind tricks again? Remind
sir,
me, because...
Sir, you want to tell us what's going on?
I was supposed to stop the train. Wade said, stop the train. Had to stop the train.
What was that name?
Wade.
Wilson.
Very good.
Huh?
Like in water?
I don't know, maybe?
Not much water to Wade in here.
No, there ain't.
Was our compartment at the back of the train?
Yep.
Was the whole train derailed? Or did our thing just fall off it?
You can check and see. And...
yeah, I'll look for other cars that might have come undone.
Okay, you look out the window and you can see that... half a second here, let me do 2 things at once. You can see that yours fell over, and presumably because the blast disrupted everything, and then the car in front fell over, and apparently the connections were a little too strong, because the whole train appears to be, well, this is the whole train. It fell over. And if you give me half a moment, I'm gonna...
Well, my new friend, the good news for you is you did succeed. The train has stopped. The bad news for you is we know that you're the one who stopped it.
Oh, there's worse news. You see, you didn't make the choice to stop the train. Someone else told you to do it. And, Senoni, I'm afraid that means we don't need him anymore.
What?
Really?
Unless you can convince me that you do, we do.
So we come back to my first question.
I step back 5 feet. I just got this outfit.
Wade's gonna get... He's gonna be here. He's gonna be here soon.
To do Excellent. What?
He'll be meeting us, of course.
He's gonna be here. He's gonna be here soon. Yeah, soon. And people weren't supposed to get hurt. People weren't supposed to get hurt. This wasn't supposed to happen.
You so it was supposed to happen.
Just stopping the train.
You have mildly inconvenienced 3 Sith apprentices.
What? There weren't supposed to be... No, that ain't supposed to happen.
I gesture at the lightsaber.
I don't understand.
And the slight tear in my
outfit. What is supposed to happen? What was the point of all of this?
To stop the train and get the hut stuff.
All right. You're stealing from the hut. Yes? That is what's happening here?
He clutches his head.
I'm not sure we're working with somebody who is in full control of their critical thinking skills. He used an explosive device on a train with passengers, thinking no one would get hurt.
Oh, crap.
I don't know how self-healing works.
I was trying to roll psychology to see if he was acting like he had already been mind-tricked, but I failed.
Maybe the mind-tricking just now is what's confusing him, and he had a story that he was trying to come up with, and it's got messed around with. Okay, self-healing. If you do, I believe it's a... 2 fatigue per point of healing, minimum 1, maximum the amount that you make your healing roll by. Minimum 1.
Okay.
Brant, I assume you're detecting lies on this fellow?
Yes.
He would like to...
Story.
He would like to be lying, but and took some mind tricked him and said that he wanted to tell them what happened. So he wants to tell the truth, but he also wants to lie, and it's causing cognitive dissonance. That's not what I want to do. The other human who was in the car in a sort of middle back location groans and crawls out from under luggage.
I go to check on him.
Older human wearing some kind of corrective lenses, you know, high-tech glasses. Seems to be dressed reasonably well, not sort of raggedy.
Ron,
what?
Let me know how injured they are.
Will do. Friend, are you okay?
I think my ankle is sprained.
Oh, dear. Well, that is a bit of a problem. I have been informed that someone will be here shortly. We will be procuring assistance. I leave out whether or not we're procuring assistance from them or the things that they will to us after their untimely passing. Not mentioning that part out loud. That's the quiet part.
It's probably Roberts. Well, something exploded, didn't it?
Yes, it did, unfortunately, and seems to have caused quite the kerfuffle.
Uh-huh. Well.
Well, here, let me help you up.
Thanks. He doing the clambered.
Whole one arm over the shoulder thing.
Mm-hmm. He winces a lot. Something apparently landed on his leg, etc.
I try to do basically an assessment. I've got the first aid skill.
Do first aid.
Who this person might be.
Made by four. His life is not in danger. He's bruised. He quite possibly does have a sprain, or it might just be a horrible bruise on his foot, you know, ankle area, leg area, and he's not going to die soon. Nothing seems to be broken.
Okay. Nothing broken, but possibly a sprained ankle.
That's what I figured.
Well, I can assist with that.
Wonderful.
And I'll hobble over myself and see what I can do.
All right, you can get him for a point of healing there. Let me just write
I'll spend
down
the two fatigue.
Okay, so you're down what, four now?
Yeah.
Okay.
What should I roll to pat someone down?
That's search.
That's search.
Oh, good.
Writing down.
And I am aware of the fact that everything they've said can certainly be true, but I'm not 100% certain that this person was uninvolved.
Reasonable concern.
But I don't think a detect lies roll would do anything, because yes, his ankle is probably sprained. I have first aid, and that's what I'm detecting. He said it's probably robbers. He didn't say, and I'm definitely not one.
He has, in fact, been telling the truth the whole time.
Yes, even if he is one of the robbers. Who knows?
Who knows? Isn't that fun? Okay, you are patting down your captive. Scroll, scroll, scroll. What does the captive have? Aw. He's got an ID card. He's got a half-eaten ration bar. He's got a weapon. Some kind of crude projectile weapon shoved down one boot.
I'm taking that.
Back, give it.
You seem to kind of have some misapprehensions about what's going on here.
Give my
Kev,
I had to make that.
If they give it back, they're going to give it back with the projectiles first.
Oh no, I think I know what's happening here.
I had to make it.
Would you happen to be one of the miners?
No more. I never been a miner here. Never. Never. Ain't never been a miner here.
I'm sure. I look over the ID.
Okay, that's fair. The ID is, okay, it's not the worst fake ID you've ever seen. But you're fairly sure that this person is not from Alderaan? And you're not sure that they're 30? They look like, you know, maybe they're in their 20s? Yeah, I mean, okay, they're kind of weathered, but...
It also says they're 6'7", and this person is 5 foot if they're wearing thick soles.
No, the height is there, but you're pretty sure also that there should be a lot more numbers on the back of any kind of card from Alderaan, and maybe the holo should not be this blurry.
Oh, you are not Alderaanian. That is not an Alderaanian accent.
Of course I'm Alderaanian. I haven't lived there for a long time.
I made my detect lies by four.
He is not an Alderaanian. I mean, not any time recently, anyway.
How's the guy I'm treating feeling?
Much better. He can probably walk on this. It's still sore.
Okay.
He thanks you kindly for your assistance. And supposes they'd better go see if anyone survived up in the compartment in front with the train engineer and that gal he was talking to.
There were people ahead. I'll go with you.
Very good. Don't suppose I could ask for a little support, young lady?
I'm afraid I need some myself, but we'll see if we can makeshift some crutches.
I'll just, a cane would do me. Perhaps there's some wood somewhere.
We have enough
Can I find anything that,
There's enough chain wreckage and we have lightsabers.
Yeah, pretty much. You could, I mean, the seats have these handles on them, you know, the armrests that, honestly, with a few, you know, whack here and a whack there of the lightsaber, you could probably turn those things into canes with a nice little curve on them, even.
I'm thinking of those like, decorative pipes that you'll see as, like, hand railings and stuff.
Mm-hmm, yeah, them too.
I keep making motions with my hands as I'm describing things, as if there's
any. Yeah, I've been doing it all night. Here.
I do it every game we have, now that I don't do push-to-talk anymore.
Alright, let's make a couple of cranes and then a couple of canes.
Okay.
I put away my origami.
And I'm going to do one more mind tricks on our guy here.
Whose name you have not asked yet. Made by four. And what are you mind-tricking him for?
We're your friends. And we're in on it, but we've forgotten all the details. You should probably fill us in so that we know what's coming.
Oh, Wade didn't tell you? They're supposed to come in. I got it right. See the rock formation out there? See how we're getting into those foothills there? That's where I'm supposed to talk. Tip the train over. But no one was supposed to get hurt like this. And not really. He said that everybody'd be fine. That the train had enough. It was built by Hutts, so all the people ought to be safe. But we're supposed to get the food and the meds and stuff. For the gang.
The gang?
Gang.
Sorry. Gang. Yes, G-A-N-G.
Okay, good. That tracks.
Right, because we need the food, and we need the meds, and then we can sell the animals. He said there's going to be animals, so they'll probably be fine, too. And we can sell them. And if they aren't fine, then we can eat them.
Oh, kid.
So, we're fine. We're going to be all fine here. And nobody's dead here.
And nobody's dead here, yeah.
Not here. Do let me know if he says anything useful. And I'm going to hobble off with the other guy whose name I also don't know.
You haven't asked! The older fellow.
I'll ask on the trip and introduce myself.
He is quite pleased to meet you. His name is Akil Kenzo.
Akil had an injury to his Achilles tendon.
Something like that.
I'm going with, because there should be at least one mostly able-bodied person on this trip.
Do you really want to leave Sinonia alone with the person they have threatened to murder?
We're fine. It's fine.
Haven't they threatened to murder?
Okay.
My understanding is a traditional greeting these days. Good to meet you. Nice work. I'll most likely kill you in the morning.
Come on. Let's go sit over here.
Sin, I trust you to make the optimal choice.
Don't I always?
Exactly. That's why I trust you.
Aww.
Right. So, I will go with people who are walking around first. Why do we have another bucket of blood here?
It wasn't Sin's idea to hold the bucket of blood.
You just like that.
Yo ho ho and a bucket of blood. It's not even.
I see.
No, it's not a GIF. It's an emoji. I made the emoji. It was a water bucket. I added the blood.
I see. Okay. All right. The area that you are outside has some boulders relatively close. There's even some weird sort of, well, they're kind of bush type things, but they've got thorns and whatnot. And it looks like a great place for people to be hiding to jump out and, you know, run into a toppled train and whatnot. But, well. Okay. You're coming from the rear, which is where you are. The car that is... okay, let me get these in the correct order. There's the next car up. It's got all of the... What's the word? Meal MREs in it. And it's sort of tipped over. And, well... The crates are military-ish crates, so honestly, they're probably okay. The next car is the livestock car, as noted on the image that I shared with you. It seems to have tumbled off onto some boulders. It's partway up there. There's little flying things that seem to have gotten out and are perched on the area, making strange sort of kabrak, kabrik. Kabrik noises. There's the sounds of upset animals inside. And beyond that, there's a car that is tipped over on its side, and you can smell the alcohol from here. And then there's the conductor car, which, well... or engineer car, rather. It is all on its side, and there's somebody lying there that, well, it looks like they got thrown from it, and they hit their head on a boulder. There are faint call sounds from inside going, help, help.
Hit their head on a boulder at speed.
Yeah. Well, even low speed. There's someone inside calling, help, help.
I go to help.
There's a middle to older aged lady in there who goes, oh, good, someone did live. Please help, I'm sideways here, and the seatbelt is jammed.
Oh, that... sounds very uncomfortable. Give me
it
a
is.
I look for a way to do an ingress without making my own.
You can climb up onto the top of it and go in through the window there.
I do.
Ron, do you have this under control?
Well, I haven't investigated the inside yet, but it's quite possible. Are you going to take a look at our dear friend over there, and over there.
Yes, over I'll there. See if there's anything that can be done.
He is hoping. Right. Off I go. Thump, down through the window.
Good. Thank you so much.
terribly sorry that all this happened. Apparently
Why, did
somebody...
you do it?
No. But someone in our car did.
Ugh.
Yes. Well, that's well in hand. One of my friends is keeping an eye on the culprit, and they are,
good.
Let's say, quite capable of conflict resolution.
That's a delight to hear. I do thank you. Do you suppose you can help me with this wretched seatbelt?
Oh, the entire time I'm saying this, I'm looking to see if there's a way that I can cut the seatbelt without cutting the passenger.
If you haven't...
resolution thing.
Yeah.
Briefly cuts to Sinoni failing a diplomacy role as they try to sit the person down and sympathetically talk to them.
Look, I'm on your side. I'm just trying to have a conversation. Let's just begin by explaining what the criff were you thinking?
That is not what Sinone is doing. Sinone is just being very, very awkward. And also, they did threaten to tear the person's throat out with their teeth. That did happen.
Yeah, it's a little bit tricky. And Took says, rolling at an IQ minus 4?
That's first aid. I just want to see if there's anything that can be done. I assume there's not.
Missed by 1, technically. You're pretty sure that you can't put a tourniquet around their neck. And you know that head wounds bleed a lot, but that seems, you're kind of the opinion that there ought to be a little more head here.
Understood. Well, it was worth a try.
I'm working towards a point, which I'm going to work towards with Ran. You can find some places where if you have a knife, you could cut through the seatbelt, basically. And
I do have an instrument that does cut things.
It'll be a little bit trickier with a lightsaber. You're possibly going to have to sort of hold it next to certain key points and activate it and make sure that she doesn't like yelp into it or something. But yes, you can get her free.
Okay, looking at the rest of my stuff. Tiny can... No, unless I have an exceptionally sharp lockpick, my lightsaber is my primary tool.
Lightsaber it is, then.
And also an exceptionally sharp lockpick.
I mean, for some kinds of locks, it's perfectly usable. For other kinds of locks, it locks it closed.
Right. Give me a moment. When I say this, please understand, it is for your safety. Please do not flinch.
Oh, great. What are you going to do? Are you going to shoot this thing off with a blaster?
I don't have one.
Nothing so clumsy or inefficient.
Yes. Nothing so primitive. 1 second.
Let me just give a quick little roll.
I did warn them in advance.
You warned them in advance, and that did in fact mean that, okay, they flinch, but not enough to get into the way.
All right.
She flinches, but not enough to get in the way.
Well.
You now have, and hopefully you're going to be able to catch her.
Congratulations, you only flinched a little. Well done.
Thank you, that was a bit... You could have mentioned you had a fire sword.
I do not, in fact, catch her with telekinesis other.
Do you catch with you? I mean, you're the one standing there, so... standing there on the sideways side of the train. Well,
at least
inside.
You on something softer than the wall.
Oof. It was low enough that I don't doubt any... I doubt that. Let's say that again. It was low enough velocity that probably no one got hurt. Maybe you got the wind knocked out of you just a little. She says...
You only flinched a little.
Sorry about that.
No, my fault. I shouldn't have been in the way. It's okay.
No, it's quite fine that you're in the way, young man. Did you see what happened to the other engineer? He got out the window up there and didn't help me get out. He said, just stay put, and he went off, and I don't hear anything. I don't know where he went.
So he climbed out the window?
Yes, that's why it was open.
Oh, dear. And Tuxa?
Yes?
You're not alone out there. He left under his own power.
This fellow did?
Yes.
Two of them? There's
the
main engineer.
Ahead.
Oh, I hope not. What's he wearing?
I described the outfit.
Oh, no, that's the chief engineer.
Anyway, I don't trust that this woman is going to be able to climb up and out the window the way I got in, where situations make a window inaccessible. Would I be allowed to make a door?
You have a lightsaber. Make a lightsaber
I
roll.
I have a lightsaber. Let's see. Lightsaber is 15.
Yep. I mean...
Force entry is 12. Lightsaber is better. Technically, it'd be force egress. This way
yeah.
is egress.
Indeed. Give me a lightsaber roll that will basically... Oh, very nice.
Made by seven.
You make a swift and elegant curve in what used to be the ceiling of this here engineering compartment. And with a little bit of a slight kick, poof, out it goes. And then you can step through.
Chivalry isn't dead. However, I do step through first because we know there is someone else out there. Probably not an enemy, but still not accounted for. But then I step to the side and say, I just like sort of motion, basically. Like, not after you because I went first, but the same motion that someone would do when they say after you.
She picks up her skirts, steps over the lightly glowing metal and goes, "Well, that was certainly an experience. Do you suppose that there's some kind of emergency transponder on this thing?"
"Well, it's a hut train, so..."
"Probably not.
If there is, I'm not entirely sure we want to trust the people who would be accessing it. Although... I have been informed by someone who I trust to have been honest at the time that potential transportation will be arriving shortly."
"Good then." She walks over and sits down upon a boulder and spreads out her skirt.
Is it the size of a small boulder?
It is a small boulder the size of a medium boulder.
It's bigger on the outside.
Yes. Obviously. Oh, let's see if I can... Meanwhile, Senoni is not doing all that well with the diplomacy and has possibly gotten some snappish responses to there or whatever, and possibly things like, and what was that about your teeth? You should have been told what the plan was and whatnot.
I would like to point out that we did get hurt. Look, that's not the point.
Yeah, the point is you got pointy teeth.
Did I bite you?
You threatened to.
But did I?
Not yet.
Well, are you complaining about that fact?
You threatened to bite me! It's going around in circles. There's a sudden shrieking noise as all of the flying livestock that was perched up on the train jumps up and scatters, shrieking wildly in either alarm or indignation or one of those, both, whatever. And I am going to say that that is probably where we should leave the cliffhanger.
We have now split the party three ways. And each of us has an NPC with us that we may or may not be able to trust. Huzzah!
Huzzah!
I would have rejoined Ron. Sorry.
That makes sense.
The two people.
There's nothing more I can do here.
Does seem to be kind of, You're pretty sure that this is a state incompatible with continued breathing. So, is there anything that people would like to plug?
I think we traditionally start off with EO's Mom Writes Books.
And where would that URL be?
I don't know. It's your website.
Dash Elizabeth. Away to ElizabethMcCoy.com.
And speaking of websites,
AaronBSmith.com, which is where I put all these episodes and the RPG stuff that I make and share for whatever you want to pay for on Itch.io. And if you want to specifically get these podcasts and others like them, aaronbsmith.com/cogwheel is where I put all of those. There's one RSS feed to rule them all, but also each campaign has its own unique RSS feed if you just want to binge listen to one of them. And if you end up liking them, why not toss a couple bucks our way and become a Patreon patron? Patreon.com/cogwheelgaming. Help us keep the lights on along with other illustrious patrons, including Ellie, Shanshan, Walter, and Patron Emeritus Cindy.
Until next time, this is Beth saying, squawk, 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 eee! Night, everybody!
Oh, ka-kaw, no.
It used to be the knights who say knee.
Well, now it's the livestock that says scree.
Inspiration! That good button night. Is not going to get old for me.
Excellent.
Oh, I missed it when I cut the hole in the wall.
Oh, darn. Yeah. Oh, well.
Good night, everybody.
Night, night.